We were brought on this mission to save humanity.
The thrusters are locked! I can't bring them to the standing position. Ty, give me something!
Engine 1 is completely offline. The leak on Subject 12 is freezing Engine 2.
Dr. Parker, are the escape pods functional?
No, Miss Stone, they're all offline!
All crew of the Halbert X, head towards Deck 1. Buckle in and brace for impact.
I'm going to die.
Snap out of it, Jones! We've entered the atmosphere! The gusts are pulling us everywhere!
Adrian, where is your team?
Delta 4, this is Delta Lee. Do you copy? Are you on the main deck?
We're almost there. We just need a stand.
What the?
10,000 feet!
All map systems are offline. I can't get any readings. Rebecca, can you pinpoint their location on your tool?
8,000 feet, guys!
Guys! There!
Damn it, what is it?
Rebecca, what's going on?
6,000 feet!
And where do you think you're—
Shut up, you dolt! I'm going over to—
Are you insane? We're about to crash. Rebecca, where are
Your
they?
Hands off of me, Parker!
2,000! Deploying safety chute!
Rebecca!
There!
Chute failed! Guys, 1,000 feet! Brace for impact!
Saving humanity will have to wait. For now, we have to save ourselves.
August 2nd, 2309, log number 4. Feels like yesterday that Tyler and I joined the Flight Academy in New California. I still can't fathom that we're part of a mission so huge for humanity. The war has gotten worse. Prawn Denier has usurped the position of president on Kepler. Sadly, their military is now following his regime. Millions have already died in the last year, and there seems to be no end in sight. The Conglomerate Council of Humanity and the CSIB have been trying to negotiate peace, while the Earth and Mars military attempt to suppress them from expanding to the other colonies, but... I found it, Dad. The blip you first discovered last year, Cygna 33Z. I'll be honest, Mom and I found it a bit surprising when we had agents at our door asking me if I would be interested in further investigating the blip. Because of the work we did together. It's actually quite scary. I haven't even left the solar system on a simple cruise ship, let alone a discovery mission that would determine the fate of millions. But I know that I have to do this. You trained me for this, to find what difference I could make for humanity. There are so many innocent lives at stake, and this could be a new frontier for them. I love you, Dad. And thank you for all that you did for me. I miss you.
Hey!
Tyler, haven't you ever heard of knocking?
It slipped my mind. Sorry. Anyway, the General has requested both of us in the briefing room.
Well, let's not keep him waiting then.
Now move that particle back.
I can't with you breathing down my neck.
Alexander, focus, please.
This is impossible. We've done this hundreds of times already. There's no way we can get the two particles to connect. Shouldn't we try a more basic method of producing energy?
We are moving into uncharted space. If we are to ensure our survival, we must not only master our current means, but also discover new ones as well. It's especially vital when traversing through an unknown environment like this. This could be the next big breakthrough in energy production. You're the best person I could have brought for this, you know. Out of all the others in your class, you were the most talented. And yet you still recluse yourself.
Let's just get back to work.
Dr. Parker, the General has requested you and your pupil on the bridge.
Of course.
Honey, you made it up safe. Did you enjoy the ride up?
Of course. It was in one of your luxury shuttles, after all.
Well, what can I say? I make the finest luxury shuttles in all of New Phoenix. I take it they accepted your application?
Yeah, they did. But they didn't exactly tell me why. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I've only worked engineering for your ships, nothing on this scale.
I may or may not have known General Stevens in the past. He and I...
Right, well, what matters is she made it.
Right. Now, remember, Becca, you stay close to Dr. Quinton, all right? He'll keep you safe. Stevens assured me he is the perfect teacher for this. You'll be safe with him.
Right.
I trust you, Quinton. If I didn't have this damn broken leg, I'd have gone instead. She's ready. I truly believe that. Atkins Enterprises has the finest folk to help repair anything. And I'd swear on my daddy's grave that Becca'll make a huge difference for y'all. Be sure to send the General my regards.
Of course, ma'am.
Just be safe. Okay, Becca?
Mm-hmm. I promise.
Yes, sir. Are you ready, Rebecca?
It's just, I've never been to deep space before, and I feel like I'm the least important part of the team.
You are the student of Alicia Atkins, one of the most renowned independent engineers on Earth. You and I will have a large role in making sure this ship is fully operational. You are very important to this mission.
But there's so much I don't know.
That's why I'm here. Come now. We mustn't keep the General waiting.
Did you get a load of the team that's going to be leading the mission?
Yeah, they've got a kid, some biologists and chemists, and that Wildenson guy.
You mean the pansy who dropped out of the core and went to the flight academy? Great, so we're going to be babysitting the whole time.
Yeah, well, no matter what, we have to keep them safe, Adrian. For both of our sakes.
I know, but did Command really have to pick these idiots? Kepler loses more lives by the minute and they bring in a bunch of clowns? We should just invade Kepler and take their leader out by force, not this suppression bullshit.
Attention! Commander on deck!
At ease. Captain, the General is calling for all personnel to the bridge for briefing.
You heard him! Move out, men! Single file!
excited, Ty. This is what my dad dreamed of.
I know.
So close.
Finally, the particles this a little is my chance try. To fly a massive ship like the Halberd X. What the hell is he doing here?
You will address him as Captain Smith, you dropout.
Don't listen to them, Ty.
You mean Banana Boy?
What the hell did you just call me?
You heard me. Do you want to tell them why that's your name, or should I?
Now you listen, you little—
Enough! Can it? Both of you.
General!
I am General John Stevens. Welcome to Project Cygna.